is Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Middle and high school principals share their successes, challenges, and advice on creating a college-going culture and a positive learning environment for students and staff.
We had a local photographer who taught digital photography. We had a local artisan who is a creative ceramics professional, and the kids were walking the two blocks to his shop. Just a wonderful opportunity for both my staff to shine in their passions as well as the community members.
Reedsport Community Charter School has good reason to have community in their name. As a charter school, they have tapped the expertise of local residents to serve as registered teachers for certain classes. Principal Laura Davis explains the process of integrating community members into the school setting, including during a special Brave session in between semesters.
We opened as a charter in February of 2010, and in the state of Oregon, you can have something called registered teachers. So the first 6 months roll through, the school year ends, and my charter board and my staff and my students and community are going, well, so what's different about this charter thing? We're using the grant to purchase technology, get teacher training, upgrade materials, but it doesn't feel any different than when we were a public junior senior high. So that started the ball rolling that initial summer of 2010. What is going to be different next year? And so we came up with using community members, registering them and getting them in our schools, because important part of our charter is a community connection. So started working with the hospital, who's the largest employer in town, and said, how can we connect the health occupation idea, get our kids thinking about careers in health, because that's going to be a need in the future, and that's a secure job market with the aging population. So the hospital administrator, the superintendent, and I came up with, let's look at something that explores careers. And so the hospital administrator offered up her director of nursing and said she's a former community college nursing instructor, and I think she'd be great with the kids. We started meeting that fall and set up a class for the second semester. This would be 2011 now. And we came up with an intro to health occupations class, a dual credit class that was also hosted by our local community college. The nursing director was released from her job for an hour a day to come and teach our kids about the different occupations in the health world. And then what we would do is she would have the person in that job come and talk with the kids. And then sometime within the next week, I'm the bus driver, I would bus the kids up to the hospital to see these folks doing their job. So it was a combination of bringing the career person into the classroom as well as bringing them to the job site to see what they do. And we did everything from what does the maintenance person do at the hospital, the ambulance driver, the dietitian, the nursing aide, all those different careers. And that was our initial first class with a community registered teacher.
After the success of the first class, the school hired a retired teacher to make connections with community members who might be interested in teaching more elective classes.
Let's get these community members. We've now got some of them registered. And we took and stopped first semester early and started second semester late and came up with a window of about 2.5 weeks. And that was in the middle of January, February. And the idea was to bring in the community, they could commit to maybe 2.5 weeks versus teaching a class every day. We did a morning class and an afternoon class, had about 40 different volunteers, about 5 registered teachers, and had sessions like outdoor education, rocketry, we had Oregon Coast 101, we had geocaching, and that kind of got more community interested, but it was a way to really have the community come in and see our kids doing something positive, and it was a way for us to get more electives. With budget cuts, we've cut and cut and cut, and so getting that passion of teachers, all of my teaching staff were also able to teach something they had a passion about. We also at the same time said, let's give a double dose to the struggling students. So we had some students getting some remediation in English language arts or math, and so we kind of combined those two things for about 2.5 weeks. With high school kids, what's the buy-in? It's got to be it's for credit. They could earn up to a half credit of elective or in some cases English credit. So huge success. Attendance was off the charts. That started the ball rolling to get more people thinking about, I'd like to be involved too. So second year, same scenario, trying to bring in more people. Our second year as a charter school, we have a local, what's called RCLC, Reed Sport Learning Center, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. And she runs the kind of the child care, daycare situation, early childhood ed. And she said, I'd like to come and teach a class of early childhood education, get your students certified, first aid, CPR, early childhood, food handlers, all those things. And so that class started up last year. And so we had 8 to 10 kids became certified early childhood employees, so they could go and work in a preschool or daycare. Class was taught here at school. Again, the same kind of model. They would walk over to her program a couple blocks away and work with the young children. We tapped into our cook, and she offers a culinary experience class. Teaches 2 small groups of kids culinary and catering. Mm-hmm. We have our registrar this year who's a drama major and is reviving drama. So it's tapping into that local talent. So we've got now this combination of daily classes, mostly our classified staff that have stepped forward to say, hey, I think I want to do this. And then we have that special Brave session in the middle of the year where we bring in those passions of teachers and other community members that can't commit to every day for 90 days, mm-hmm. but can commit to a couple of weeks, a couple of hours. And then we have a whole host of volunteers that just come in, they hear what the Brave session is, and they come for the morning or they come as a speaker. So that's been wonderful.
Laura explains the process of registering a teacher with the state in order to teach a credit-bearing class.
They have to provide a resume, any kind of licensure, their background, if you will. Mm. I write a letter of recommendation saying, I would like this person to teach in our charter school, and here is why. Then we send that into the state along with background checks and character questions, fingerprinting, those kind of things. And then the state licensing agency, the same one that certifies teachers, then certifies these registered teachers. And I'm very careful in how I do this. I don't want to waste anyone's time. So far, I have 12 registered teachers in the community, and I have not been denied. No one has been turned down licensure. So it's a 3-year license that can be renewed. We've learned that we need to give ourselves 3 to 6 months lead time to get those folks registered. And even if they decide not to register, many of them will come and be a guest speaker. Now, I will give you a caveat. What we do with our community registered teachers, we try to keep those class sizes small. We try to keep them around 10 to 12, just because they haven't had that background that most certified teachers do with the classroom management, the classroom planning, laying out the lesson plans. So I do a lot of legwork working with those, making sure that they're comfortable with the kids. If there's a disciplinary issue where the student just isn't settling down and being respectful, we pull them from that class. So that seems to help a lot. We don't put 30 kids with those teachers, and that's huge. Most of our registered teachers are teaching elective classes. The only time we had we had 2 retired English teachers. One taught a daily class last year called Personal Communications, and we targeted our struggling learners that needed a different style of getting their English and did it through more speech and communication. And we had another retired teacher, in fact, come up with one of our first classes, which was called Youth Teaching Youth. And they actually met on Sundays. That was the time the kids could meet. And they met on Sunday evenings, and they planned out lessons on local history and science to teach to elementary schools in our community and neighboring communities. So again, it was an English credit because it was a speech and presentation and writing and research project, but then he put the component of teaching in.
Thanks for listening to Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Visit our website, gearup.ous.edu, to listen in on more conversations from Oregon school leaders, as well as access resources and information about preparing students for higher education. At Oregon Gear Up, we believe that college is not a dream, it's a plan.